possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Very much looking forward to speaking with Selena Zito this afternoon. She comes up after Sue's News. We have a Tuesday edition of Sue's News right around 4:15 or so this afternoon. We already have the roundtable panel set for this week. Former State Senators Jeff Smith and John Lamping will be with us. I've missed those guys. I missed a bunch of roundtables. Jane will be here as well. Outside of Selena, Dwayne Patterson from hotair.com in the 5 o'clock hour. So there was a meeting over the weekend. I'm sure some of you attended the Democrat Socialists of America up at McCormick Place in Chicago. And Jessica Kostescu is with us. She wrote about it. And there's one part of this that's so funny. Jessica, let me welcome you in before I read the line. How are you this afternoon?
Great. Thank you for having me.
I had to check the date because when you write this, you say roughly 1,200 DSA members gathered over the weekend in Chicago. Tickets for the 3-day convention were $225, required party membership. This is my favorite, though. Attendees were also required to submit proof of a negative COVID test prior to arrival. So at this point, when I read that, I look at the date and it says, yeah, August 11th, 2025. We're not in 2021. You've got to be kidding me that's what they required.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first sign that this was going to be a fun weekend for me.
So did you get credentialed for this or did you have to buy like a membership and sneak in? How did that work?
Basically, the latter part. I had tried attending a different conference last year where I work for the Washington Free Beacon. So I tried attending that conference as press, mm-hmm. and they denied my registration. And so I knew this time going around, I would have to, just not say that I was there with press and just that I was there to attend. So I had to sign up for a party membership. So I was a proper member of the Democratic Socialists of America for the weekend so I could go to this.
So how did you do your COVID test, Jessica?
I went to CVS and I got a $10 COVID test, which I didn't know they still sold, but apparently some people use them.
Well, I was at Walgreens the other day at the pharmacy and I noticed that they were sitting there. You could get the COVID test, you get the flu test, you can get both. So yeah, apparently that's a thing, but that is hilarious beyond funny when you really think about it. But look, I think that your reporting sort of indicates they're emboldened right now, this wing of the Democrat Party, if you will, because of Mamdani in New York. There are people, and I know that you highlighted some of the folks who spoke, like some of the typical, left-wing kooks like Rashida Tlaib, et cetera. But they're all on the same page with Mamdani when it comes to some of these issues, and they believe that they could get, a candidate to run for president in 2028 and congressional members as well, don't they?
Certainly. I mean, they were energized by Mamdani's win. And, pretty much almost every single speech that was given at the convention, they mentioned Mamdani. Like Mamdani, what he did in New York City is what they want to do in every single possible congressional seat that they can take away from the Democrats. And they basically went in there and said, we're in charge now. You know, it doesn't really matter what the Democrat Party says anymore. We're in charge of the Democratic Party.
One of the lines that you quoted here from a guy who, before I identify this guy, let me ask you this, because there are confusing things. You said that most speakers identified themselves only by their first name, last initial, and home chapter. What was there a reason for that? What kind of goofy thing was that?
I mean, I'm sure it's to protect their identities.
Yeah.
Some of them also probably accidentally gave their last names, but most only identified themselves with first and last name initial.
So there's Nate Kaye, who's from Atlanta, gives a speech, and these are short speeches, but basically they're debating a resolution on whether to put forth a socialist candidate in 2028, as if they're not all socialist candidates. But he says, Zohran shows that Palestine is a winning issue, that socialism is a winning issue. So they firmly believe this. You've got a lot of folks on the other side in the Democrat Party who are preaching against that. I keep bringing up Rahm Emanuel because I think that he's trying to be the sane person in this race. But even if someone like that, who's got name recognition, who is sane, who's not, you know, without merit when it comes to qualifications, even if he would get into the mix, we know how these things go in primaries. It happens on the right as well. The socialist candidates, whether it's, you know, someone like Mamdani or someone else, they'd probably have a lot of success against the establishment, who would be Rahm Emanuel, wouldn't they? Or at least that's what they believe right now.
Yeah, certainly. And that resolution specifically passed. So from what they're saying, they are going to try to run a socialist candidate in 2028. So, you know, obviously that a possible option could be AOC. We don't know if they're going to bring someone else, maybe even Zohran. I have no idea. But they're looking to take power away from the Democratic Party.
Who were the highlights or lowlights, in your opinion? I know that you mentioned Rashida Tlaib. She was there. She did the keynote, right, about fighting fascism. Mm-hmm. Any other folks that would be recognizable here during this event over the weekend in Chicago?
The one other probably recognizable person would be Hassan Piker. He's a Twitch streamer who a few years ago actually, quote, said America deserved 9/11. And he's repeatedly denied Hamas atrocities during October 7th. And after Rashida's speech, they had a little Twitch stream moment where they, you know, chatted about, you know, everything anti-Israel and everything, you know, possibly they could say bad about Israel. They said it on that Twitch stream.
Did they, you know, obviously the story of the last couple of days in part has been Trump with D.C. and, you know, kind of taking over and trying to federalize some law enforcement issues to make it safer. We've had safety issues here in St. Louis. Does the issue of crime come up at all during these things?
No, certainly not. If anything, they would probably call it a fascist attempt. On part of the Trump administration. I can't tell you how many times I heard the word fascist or fascism in 3 days. It was absolutely insane. Basically, at the end of every single sentence, they said, you know, fascists, fascism, they're doing it. So it was its own ecosystem. I mean, being in a crowd of 1,200 people that absolutely have no idea what's going on in the real world, and they just want communism and they want socialism, and they think they can achieve it. And I don't know. I mean, I think the Democrat Party should be paying attention, and clearly they're having some issues. So
yeah, but so what happens is, and I chronicled this a little bit, whenever somebody on the left who wants to run for president, like Gavin Newsom or Mayor Pete, you know, stepped into this last week, if they veer a little bit into where 90% of the country is, like the trans issue, they get so much vocal, you know, blowback from the smaller part of the party that then they kind of cower and hide and they don't want to touch that again. So this is, you know, I would say that this wing, if you will, of the Democrat Party, which essentially, even though they're talking about separating it out as a socialist, we know that that's not really realistic. You're going to have a Democrat who's going to be the nominee and it's going to be a Republican right on the other side. I've been talking about politics for decades and decades and independent parties and all this other stuff. It's going to be a Democrat versus a Republican, but they feel like these are things that can get them over the hump with the American people, even though there's no doubt that, you know, these are 80-20, 90-10, 95-5 issues. Is there any connection with reality that you saw at all? And the other question, I think the follow-up there would be, are these mostly young people or not demographically?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I mean, right. I don't know exactly what the breakdown in numbers is, but I mean, basically, these are the most vocal individuals, right? So anything they say, that's the thing with the left. You know, whoever's the loudest, you kind of have to fall in line behind them.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's, you know, virtue signaling competition. The breakdown, I think it was mostly actually people in their 30s or 40s. Not many people that were college age, let's say, but many people in the 30s, 40s. And then you kind of went down and saw, you know, there was definitely older people there, too.
What do you think about everything with Mamdani? Because, you know, at first it kind of looked like, well, maybe Eric Adams could pull enough votes because people in New York, you know, small number relative to the size of the city, vote in the primary. That's how primaries work. Maybe common sense will prevail. I had Paul Morrow from Fox on yesterday saying, you know, Eric Adams is trailing behind even Cuomo, that Cuomo might actually be the only hope in New York. And I find that doubtful as well. So it looks like this guy is going to be the next mayor of New York City.
I think you're right. I think he's going to win. I think if there was any shot he didn't win, there needed to be a united front, basically, from the Democratic establishment, and that hasn't happened. They're in disarray.
Yeah.
They're scared that Mamdani won, and they're scared that he will actually win and become the next mayor of New York City. So that's probably going to happen, and there is going to be a hard learning curve when, you know, people realize that socialism, actually, it doesn't work, and it's been tried before, and it doesn't matter how many times you try it out, it's not going to work.
I'm in the camp at this point. I think I quickly joined the camp of, you know what, let them get what they vote for, let it burn down and see what happens, and then see what happens to the rest of the Democrat Party. Because, you know, I live in a part of the country where, and I do this roundtable every Friday, we have a couple of people in from the left and then another person on the right. We, you know, we debate these issues. But these are sane people that would agree with more issues that I would favor versus Mamdani or some of the other folks that were at this convention in Chicago. But their voices are relatively silenced. And again, this does happen in the Republican Party as well, where you have a wing or a faction that kind of takes over. But it's amazing to me, because anytime somebody like Mayor Pete's a great example, tries to interject a little common sense, they just get shouted down and run out of the room.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fascinating.
I wish them the best of luck in New York City, but I don't think luck's going to help them at this point.
Jessica, always great to have you on. I really appreciate it. You have a great week.
Thank you.
All right, take
care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.